what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word. But the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Please pray with me. Almighty and gracious God, we come before you this morning. As we have just read your word, help us to understand your word. And let the words that come from this mouth be not my words, but your words. And may they fall upon the hearers and listeners here this day, that they may be encouraged, inspired, and supported, and go out into the world and share your message. Amen. So, I apologize that I'm still a little bit half asleep. I just got back from Synod Youth Workshop in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday. But I had the honor, blessing, and true joy to take 4 youth to Synod Youth Workshop this past week. Now, if you've never been or heard about the conference, it is an amazing workshop during the summer for youth that's held at the University of Tulsa in Oklahoma. This is my 3rd Synod Youth Workshop to attend with youth. And while Synod is designed for youth by a planning team made up of youth and adults, there is something special about the Synod family that touches my heart. It has been the case that every single year I have been to Synod, the theme of the conference seems to touch the core of the spiritual dilemma I have been facing, or something hard I have been going through. This year was no less the case. The theme this year was open doors, based on the book of Revelation, and also based on the movie Monsters Incorporated. The basic idea is that God opens doors for us to walk through if we will respond. There are times that doors are closed and times that doors are open. There are things in our life that block our way sometimes, preventing us from getting to that open door. It may be things that are affecting us or things that maybe we are doing. Those blocks are the closed doors in our life. They can range from numerous things. Some examples might be depression or loneliness, doubts, fears, anger, or perhaps one's relationship with God. In the parable this morning, there are closed doors and open doors. As a sower is sowing seeds on the ground, he throws them in places where they will not take root and grow. He first sows seeds on a path where the birds easily swoop down and eat them up. The seeds had no time to take root at all. Second, he sows seeds on rocky ground where there was very little soil. The seeds sprang up quite quickly, but because there was not enough soil for them to be deeply rooted, they were scorched out by the sun and withered away. Lastly, he sowed seeds amidst the thorns. As the thorns grew, they choked the seeds out. The types of ground that we hear about, the path, the rocky road, the thorn patch. In this parable, those represent our closed doors. These can be the doors of oppression and poverty, injustice and war, greed or too much abundance. A focus more on worldly ideas and beliefs rather than a focus on God and where God calls us to be. They are also the ground of laziness, disbelief, and sometimes the easy way out. The seeds that never took root or were scorched or choked out are the times in which we have failed to answer the call to listen to God. Instead, we turn to things that make more sense, things that we can prove exist. A notion that this whole religion concept doesn't really matter in the end. Or maybe the ground where the seeds do take root are sometimes choked out by the thorns of another fleeting yet more logical reality, which gives us an immediate satisfaction, and so we abandon God. Christ says to us, all of those with ears to hear, listen. Christ wants us to understand this parable. And unlike many other parables, he actually takes the time in the next set of scriptures to explain the parable. Christ is trying to lead us to that open door if we will listen to his word and allow that word to be planted on the good soil, where it will take root and grow, producing a harvest beyond what is humanly possible. I had a psychology teacher in high school that was very particular about the difference between hearing and listening. She told us that everyone can hear noise or music or words being spoken to some extent, but that to listen to someone means you are retaining what they are saying. You are watching their body language. You are able to repeat in your own words what they have shared with you. You are able to listen beyond the words and hear what they are not saying. Listening involves more intention, more focus, more openness to what is being said. Listening usually involves a response of some sort. Sometimes it's a hug or a shoulder to cry on, words of comfort or affirmation, or sometimes even words of perspective. God wants us to listen. Christ wants us to listen. The Holy Spirit wants us to listen. God is the sower of the seeds, and we are the ground. Are we the path? Are we the rocky road? Or are we the thorn patch? Or are we the good soil where the seeds God plants will take hold and grow abundantly? Christ said it best in his explanation of the parable. Anyone with ears to hear, I invite you again to listen to the words of God this morning. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble and persecution arise on the account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on the good soil. This is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit. The good soil is the heart that is open to receiving God's word and call on their life. The good soil is the heart that allows God to show them the open door that is in front of them and has the courage and faith to walk through the door, even though they don't know what's on the other side. The good soil is a heart, mind, and soul that wants to understand the word, that studies the word to the best of their ability. The good soil is the heart that responds to God's open door and sows seeds in the lives of others that they may experience the love and grace and providence that Christ pours out to us. Anyone with ears to hear, listen. Anyone with ears who listens has the potential and ability to be good soil. It may seem that God is wasteful with the seeds by throwing them on all types of paths when he knows they may not take root. However, I personally am glad that God is wasteful in this way and in this parable, because it tells me that God will not stop scattering seeds with the plan that some of those will find their way into our lives. God keeps coming for us in good times and in bad times, sowing seeds of grace, acceptance, and love. I don't think that God decides to plant based on the condition of our soul soil. I just think God wants to plant good seeds in us all, believing that one day we will be receptive to the door that Christ has laid out for us, whatever it may hold for you and for me. At Synod Youth Workshop, we always begin each keynote with energizers and music. There's one energizer, which if you don't know what that is, it's music with a dance that goes to it that's supposed to wake up the kids at 8 o'clock in the morning. And as you know, teenagers are not awake at 8 o'clock in the morning. Some of the adults weren't either. But there's one energizer in particular that we did that spoke to me all week and reminds me of the relationship God wants to have with us. It is called Open Your Heart. And the first few words of the song are these, and these are kind of the motions to it. It's open your heart, your mind, your soul, open your heart. And that repeats a couple of times, and then it goes into some walking and some other stuff. I don't remember everything, but... But when we have an open heart, mind, and soul, we allow the seeds that God sows to create in us. Let Christ's words own you and demand your attention rather than money, worries, control, perfectionism, or the growth of the church. It is less about how much fruit you bear and more about letting the words you listen to create you, change you, empower you, challenge you, and support you. For when we hear the words, understand the words, and allow the words to create in you and create in me, then we will grow a lavish harvest. We will grow such a lavish harvest because others will see Christ's light in and through us. They will then have the ability to experience God on a deeper level. The deeper the level, the more abundant the harvest. Like with any plant, the more abundant the harvest, the more seeds that are produced. And while I struggle with my own closed doors like everyone else, I can trust that God will continue to sow seeds of faith and nourish those seeds no matter how many closed doors are blocking the path to the open door. I can pray that God will help open my heart more and more that I might let myself be led to the open door and allow God to create in me. As a closing to this sermon, I want to invite you to please repeat after me this short prayer. God, I pray, open my heart and create in me. Amen. I invite you now to stand and